The new covenant did not come about before Jesus died. His death was the precondition for the redemption of men. His death had to precede the new birth. So that's our first reasonable conclusion based on the revelation of God, that no one could be born again before Jesus died. But there's more revelation. The revelation, remember, is always perfect. Our reasoning can be flawed, especially if we jump to hasty conclusions. There's more information about this new birth. There's more information about what was necessary in order for redemption to come, remission of sins to come, the New Testament. Because we're told in 1 Corinthians 15:17, that if Christ is not raised from the dead, then your faith is in vain and you are still in your sins. So this is more revelation that we have to base our reason on. God communicated this revelation to Paul, that if Jesus had not been raised from the dead, there would be no remission of sins. Based upon that revelation, it's only reasonable for us to conclude that no one was born again before Jesus' resurrection. If you are still in your sins, if he had not been raised, then we needed his resurrection in order for sins to be washed away. No one then could have been born again before Jesus' death, and no one could have been born again before his resurrection. But there's more revelation. In John 16, Jesus said that it was absolutely necessary that he go away in order for the Spirit to come. Now we know that we're washed from our sins by the Spirit of God. Paul tells us that in 1 Corinthians 6:9-11. The Spirit of God is what generates that new birth. Remember what he told Nicodemus? That which is born of the flesh is flesh, but that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. We must have had God send the Spirit back to have that cleansing, to have that remission. The revelation then is this. No one was born again before his death. No one was born again before his resurrection, and no one was born again before his ascension, after which the Spirit of holiness, the Spirit of life, came upon those who believed on him. Everything Jesus did was absolutely necessary for our salvation. Everything, his coming to earth, his life on earth, his death, his resurrection, and his ascension. But there's more revelation. Hebrews 9 tells us, near the end of that chapter, in that part that I call the heart of the Bible, that Jesus offered himself to God so that God would wash away our sins. We have all these revelations from God that lead us to one conclusion if we're reasonable. We have in Hebrews saying a new covenant. The new covenant was based on the death of the testator, so no one was born again before Jesus died. We have the other scriptures saying that if Jesus isn't risen, then you're still in your sins. We have the scripture from Hebrews 9 saying Jesus offered himself to God for our sins after he ascended. So all of these things tell us that everything Jesus did was necessary for our sins to be washed away, for us to be born again. The revelation is that everything Jesus did was important. He didn't waste a moment. He didn't waste any of his strength. Everything he did had a purpose, and the purpose was so that we would be born again. Everything he did. His coming to earth, his life on earth, his death on earth, his resurrection, his ascension back to the Father, and his offering himself for the sins of the world, all tell us that it was important that he do that so that we could be born again, and that no one was born again before he completed every one of those steps. Now let's keep on being reasonable here based on this revelation. If no one was born again before Jesus' death, or his resurrection, or ascension, or offering himself to the Father after he